We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Beis, Sif Ches, Asav Magdalem, Melein Beliz Ria, grass that grows without any planting, Apin Shein Ruhi Lechol Chayin, even though they are edible raw, Vafilu Bushlun, and even if they were cooked, V'machol Choshev, and they were significant food, Mikom Akim, Kivin Shein Zorna Yisam, since they're not planted, Ein Chshuvim Pri, they're not considered a fruit or a vegetable, and therefore, Varchim Leim Shehakol. Aval Chasa, lettuce, Ukudayim Shenizra, that is specifically planted, Varchim Leim Bari Pri Adama, then the appropriate brach is by Pri Adama. Vegan Basom Hagdolim Baleim, even by grass that grows on its own, Im Yesh Bem Peris Chshuvim, if they have very significant fruit, Kuma Tut Yar or Petal, if they have good fruit that grow on their own, kigoyim yagdis or melanus, which are types of berries, b'varchem lai bari pri adama, then the proper bracha is bari pri adama. The Rizal says that even any fruit or vegetable that grows in material how was planted, if it's a good fruit or vegetable and it's edible, you should always make the appropriate bracha. Sif tes. Dover shu ene ikapri, but something which is not the main fruit. Ene choshev kamay pri atzmai, doesn't have the same halach as the actual fruit. El yoy madrego achas, it goes down one step. Shuma eitz. If it's a fruit from a tree, mevarchem al tafel, on what's secondary, we make a bari pri adavma. If it's a vegetable, mevarchem al tafel, what's secondary, shahakel. Ulchein, ilan tzlaf, a caper bush. Sha'alan shloi ruin lachil, the leaves are edible. V'yesh ba'alan kamin tamarim, the leaves have such berries, bolten kamaya ba'alan shloi rova, like we find on the leaves of the rova. V'vyoyna sa'ikapri, the actual berry, is the main fruit. V'kafrisim, hana klipish ha'soviv ha'pri, there's a husk around the fruit. K'may klipish ha'goizen, just like there are husks around a walnut. V'roi gamken lachil, that are edible. Ala avyoinis, on the actual fruit, shem ikar pri, mevarach bari pri eitz. Vala alin, on the leaves, vala tamarim, on the berries, vala kafrisit, on the husk, you make a bari pri adama. V'ken aliv rodim, rose leaves, shenukach b'dvash v'sukar, that were coated with honey and sugar. Mevarach malayim bari pri adama, the brachas bari pri adama. Af pi, shegdelim b'ilan, even though they grow in a tree, nesha ena ikar pri, they are not the primary fruit. The cane, klipas ad tapuzim, peels of an orange, shenirk chubadash v'sukar, that are coated with sugar or honey, varchan lebar pri adama. The Chazon Ish said that bizman hazeh, nobody eats the peels of an orange, and since nobody eats the peels of an orange, the bracha is always going to be shahakel. But the evid, if you made a hadama, it's going to be acceptable. The one exception is the esrig. The esrig, the peel, is considered a primary part of the fruit. But klipas kshuin, on the peels of cucumbers, shmetagnin bedvash v'sukkah, that they also used to coat them with honey and sugar, varchum shahakel. V'lashabitim akitni yishizorim besodus, the pods of the pea pods that are planted, abishem sukan, even though they're sweet and edible, im ochl b'loy kidneys, but if they're eaten without the peas, varchal av shahakal. Ve'ele shazarim beginus, adas lochan chayim b'shabitin, but if they're planted specifically to be eaten, the pods and the peas, afil k'sha'orich l'shabit l'chud, in that situation where you eat just the pods, yesh l'varach bari pri adama, you make a bari pri adama on the pods. Garinin shalperis, the pits of fruits, imeim mesukim, if they're sweet, varach lein bar pri adama. Av garinim hamorim, if they're inedible or bitter, ein achshavim klal, they're not significant, v'mochim kach, and if somebody does eat them, b'varach lein bar klal, you don't make a bruch at all. V'msakna aydei or ukedoyim, if you make them edible by putting them over fire, then you make a shahakal. But if somebody planted a fruit specifically to be able to eat the seeds, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, where they're planted specifically to eat the seed, then you will make the bracha. So on watermelon seeds, for example, you'll make a berry pri hadama. If, however, it's not the case, you'll make shakel, but b'di'evid, if you made a berry pri hadama, it's acceptable. Sif yud aleph, shkedim hamorim, the bitter almonds, kshem ktanim, when they're small, as ikeh kliposin eklipa, when they are small, the main part of the to eat is the husk. So shaydim maro, which at that point is not bitter, vadas kenoitin or some, and that's the reason they are planted. Varklin by priates. However, kishen gudolim, when they become bigger, shaz ikachila mashu b'fnim mar. What the main part is, what's inside that's bitter. Im achem kach im varkla, you don't make any bracha. Avim sakla they are dava achra, if you make them edible. Kim the pre ninu, since they are indeed the fruit, the gamal das kei noitim soy, and they were planted for that purpose. Varklin by priates. Shkeidim amechupim besuka. Almonds that are covered with sugar, abisha sukkah arrive, even though the sugar is the majority, become makom varchal and bari priyates. You still make on them a bari priyates. Become klamus mechupah besukkah. If you have something that's a klamus, which is also some sort of a plant that's covered with sugar, mevarchem rakshaka klamus and a pri, it's not considered a bari pri adama or bari pri eitz. Of course, the question that comes up, Ramosha already discusses the shaila, are chocolate covered nuts. What is the halacha by a chocolate covered nut? In that situation, Ramosha suggests in Nigris Moshe Chela Gimel Sam Laman Aleph Arachayim that the chocolate is really what you're primarily interested in eating is the chocolate. So certainly you should make a shahakal, but Ramosha is now not certain, but maybe you want to eat the nut that is covered by the chocolate, and you should make a bracha on the nut. And the best thing he should have in mind is to take some other fruit that has the same bracha as the nut and make a bracha, eat that nut with making a bracha on it, and then you can eat the chocolate covered nut without any question. Sifyat Beis, perish lo nibra b'shulin al ilan, the fruits that never get ripe on the tree. Afilo abishlam b'tigna b'dvash k'daima, even if you cook them or fry them in honey, k'mosha derech l'dagna perish lo nigma b'dvash b'sukkar, which apparently that was what they normally did with these type of fruits. B'varchalem shahakal. Achal esrig m'tugim b'dvash b'sukkar, when you have a esrig that's fried in honey or sugar, yesh l'varch b'er priates. The reason by an esrig is because that is the way esrogim are always taken off the tree. They're always taken off the tree before they ripen. And the fact that you took it off before ripening is not considered that you did something inappropriate. Moreover, the Paiskim say, even on all fruits and vegetables, where it's quite common for different reasons if to take them off before they ripen. And certainly in a situation where you have a fruit, a vegetable, and you're not quite certain were they picked before ripening or were they picked after ripening, in all those cases, the halacha is you can make the ha'etz or adama. Sif yud gimel, noivlus. Behem perish nisra from achayim. Fruit that got burnt by the sun, by the heat. The novlum and the ilum conscience bashlu, and they fell off the tree before they ripened. Since it's something that was ruined, the appropriate bracha shakel became pas shipsa, bread that's moldy, the tafshish in the skalkel tzas, or any cooked dish that got ruined, the proper bracha is to make a shakel. There is a question: Do you say netil shidayim? Do you say birchas hamazon? And therefore, the first thing is that if this part of the food, part of the bread that's not moldy, so then there's no question. You're washing for that part, you're saying hamotzi on that part, you're saying brichas hamazon on that part. If not, one should probably eat something else to avoid this shaila. If the food is completely ruined, until they're inedible, we don't make a bracha at all. The cane chaimitz gomer, something vinegar, that bubbles when it's poured on the ground, we don't make a bracha on it. But if it was mixed with water, until it can be consumed, then the halacha is mevarach shakel. And the same halacha applies to different spices, pepper, paprika, coffee beans, plain cocoa, alcohol, lemon juice, all these different types of foods that are only meant to be used as something that you eat along with another food or as a spice in a food, you don't make a bracha. Even though, however, when you talk about pickled vegetables or a herring that normally are eaten with a cracker, if, however, you eat them straight, then you do make the bracha on the vegetable, a shahakal, a bar pri adama, on the herring, a shahakal. Sif yudal. Yesh mini per shadakim b'kach, she'enim is bashan lo'olam al-ilan. There are certain fruits that never get ripe on the tree. Al-ach lo'ayu shenayt ma'asam al-ilan, after they're taken from the tree, menich na'asam b'tach kash v'tevin, they're stored in straw, v'kaidaim, or other items, v'yidei kach m'sbashlam. And that's how they ripen, k'goyin ha'gasim ha'ktanim, small pears, kim shadakim b'kach. That's the way these fruits are ripened, mevarchalayim bar priyates, then the halacha will be that you make these fruits of bar priyates. Sif tezvav, yesh mine peris, shem bem el asraf ba'alma. There are certain fruits that only have juice, kigoy konos b'tocha katsanim, which is stored b'tocha katsanim, which are stored inside the actual seed. Then the crime colonists, v'enu ruil achila, they're not edible. El moitzen naisan, you suck out the juice, v'zorkar aklipas, and throw out the outer part. V'varchal metzitzazu, when you suck out this sap, you make a shahakal. Kivin sh'ikra ena lamashka ayotzen menu, because these fruits are primarily here just to enjoy the mashka, the liquid that's inside. Ena lav shem pri klal, it's not in the category of a pri. V'filu, if as you're sucking out the sap, you also ingest gamma klipa vagarin, you'll ingest the seed or the peel, still aim of arach shakel, the appropriate bracha still remains just shakel.